Harper Audio presents The Oracle of Stamboul, a novel by Michael David Lucas, performed by Mojan Marnot. Copyright 2011 by Michael David Lucas. Production copyright 2011 by HarperCollins Publishers. Ah, Stamboul. Of all the names that can enchant me, this one remains the most magical. Pierre Loti. Chapter 1. Eleonora Cohen came into this world on a Thursday, late in the summer of 1877. Those who rose early that morning would recall noticing a flock of purple and white hoopoes circling above the harbor, looping and darting about as if in an attempt to mend a tear in the firmament. Whether or not they were successful, the birds eventually slowed their swoop and settled in around the city, on the steps of the courthouse, the red tile roof of the Constanza Hotel, and the bell tower atop St. Basil's Academy. They roosted in the lantern room of the lighthouse, the octagonal stone minaret of the mosque, and the forward deck of a steamer coughing puffs of smoke into an otherwise clear horizon. Hoopoes coated the town like frosting, piped in along the rain gutters of the governor's mansion, and slathered on the gilt dome of the Orthodox Church. In the trees around Jacob and Leah Cohen's house, the flock seemed especially excited, chattering, flapping their wings, and hopping from branch to branch like a crowd of peasants lining the streets of the capital for an imperial parade. The hoopoes would probably have been regarded as an auspicious sign, were it not for the unfortunate events that coincided with Eleonora's birth. Early that morning, the 3rd Division of Tsar Alexander II's Royal Cavalry rode in from the north and assembled on a hilltop overlooking the town square. 612 men.